Shalom Avrocha, and Gemach HaZimatayva to the Tyre Olam, and Yashikayach to the Aguda office, and Rabbi Ram Nissen Perel in particular, for providing a forum to enable us to share Divrei Torah and Divrei Chizuk during these very meaningful days. I want to share with you a chiddush in Rabbeinu Yoina that I think changes the shtickle, our perception of Yaseh Metshuva Bechlau. We tend to think of Yaseh Metshuva as the ultimate, the spitz of the Zman of Tshuva, and everything that we need lies in these days. Rabbeinu Yoina tells us something almost the opposite. At the beginning of the second shahr, Rabbeinu Yoina lists six sibois that could be a person's Tshuva. And he goes through, he's going to list through and elaborate on each one. Sisurim, Techocha, when a person gets older, closer to Mev Esrim. And it says Metshuva is among the six things that are Me'orah a person to Tshuva. There's six Sibois, six external factors that could be Me'orah a person to Tshuva. But then he says the following. V'yesem heim b'ni hizor. More than these things, hizor. Lo shubachoyim v'nafesh chalatayim b'adi sechazeh Sibu Me'oreris. You should be holding my Tshuva every day without seeing any Sibu Me'oreris, without any external Sibu, including it says Metshuva. How? Ki sizkor es bo'acho. By remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remembering, and it's important to understand, Zechira doesn't mean like we say remembering a fact. It means having a living, a lebedika feeling in Korvus Hashem. B'hoi l'cha zichra l'meshiv nefesh, medachet todos gush ofor. Rabbeinu Yoina says, the Zechir Hashem, that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a meshiv nefesh. It will be meshiv your nefesh from the drachim of your goof. And from later on in the parak, it's clear what he means is that you'll be able to recapture a geshmak and a tshuka for Korvus Hashem. By focusing, using our das to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be thinking about him, making an effort, a conscious effort, to make the feeling alive of being of Korvus Hashem, then that will be our own nefesh to have the koiches, to have a tshuka, a rotzen, and a chayfetz for coming closer. And then, he continues, sishkor al nikarin kapecho, that will bring you to tshuva, that will bring you to an impulse for nikarin kapayim. You want to cleanse your actions from anything which pulls you in the other direction. In other words, the Zechiras Hashem and being mechaya to ourselves, our kesher to Kodesh Baruch Hu, will motivate us to change, to want to come closer, because any chet, anything which is not naki, takes us in the other direction. So the kesher to Kodesh Baruch Hu can serve as a constant motivator to nikiyas kapayim. In other words, to tshuva, to grow, to change. Then he continues, it comes to say, my tshuva, you can use that to be meisif emes. You can galvanize, you can be mechazik, the natural, intrinsic koyach of tshuva that every yid has, mikoyach hizera kodesh, and we have that connection. We can be meisif using Yaseh my tshuva. So it's a beautiful yisoid that the sharish of tshuva is really inside ourselves, inside the nefesh of a yid. Zera kodesh has that koyach, which is really pushing us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tshuva. And we can use this as a tshuva in order to be mechazek that shorish that we have already. Well, the Maisa, there's a shaila which I think most of us will come to in thinking about this machshava. The Maisa, we're all familiar with the pattern. We come into Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yaseh Metshuva, the climax of Yom Kippurim, through Yom Kippur itself, Yom Kaddish, till Ne'ilah, and we take a feel, we have a hergish, we take have a feeling of epis, there's a certain ziskat, a certain sweetness in Korvus Hashem, we take a feel that. And yet, we go through a year, and we come back after a whole cycle of a gansior, and we come back to the same place, and we're going through it again. Where's the hemshech? Why don't we feel more of a hemshich? What is it that we're doing, perhaps incompletely, that isn't producing the hemshich that we would hope for? how do we avoid, if that's true, and as we feel that that's our perception, how do we avoid falling into Yush? We're too old, we're this, that, whatever it is, we can't. So there's another Rabbeinu Yirina, which I think, toward the beginning of Shaarei Teshuva, which I think explains things in a way that can give us a real direction in how to move forward. And I think there's a misconception that many of us have. I know I did until learning this up and realizing the implications of what he's saying. We're all familiar at the beginning of Shaarei Teshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah goes through the Ikarim of Teshuva. Ikar HaRishon HaCharata. For a person feeling remorse, feeling regret about his actions, Yavin Levavai Kim Grav Amar Ozvas Hashem, a person should realize how bad and how bitter it is to have abandoned Hashem. And he goes through beautiful words describing the remorse. Me'asisi Echo HaPachad Kim HaNegad Eino, how could I have done such a thing? L'chavati HaGufi, I didn't have a Rechmanis on myself. The Eibishter gave me so many Koiches in order to come closer to Him. And after He gave me all that, and I've turned out the opposite, I'm not coming closer. Lama Lichaim, why am I alive? Etc. etc. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. We're familiar with the words, and I think we're familiar with the feeling. What we don't realize is that there's a Hemshech. And in the very next paragraph, Rabbi Yonah says like this. The next step, he says, is Aziv Zachet. Once a person is Malich HaRata, then he'll change his actions. Aziv Zachet, stop doing what you're doing. Change your behavior because you have HaRata. Good. So that seems to be the sequence that we would like to follow. But then Rabbi Yonah continues, and he says a crucial havchana, a crucial distinction. That sequence, the charata is the first step, and the ziv zechet is the second step, that applies to a very narrow situation, a very specific case. A person who is a naki and a tzaddik, and is pashut, it's not a bala vera b'chal. But then, there was a one-time event, a derech mikra. He was ambushed. The Yetzer Hara ambushed him. He was pashut, taken by surprise. He wasn't prepared. He wasn't aware of the sakana, and he sees something, does it, whatever happens. And he didn't chap himself quickly enough. He didn't react quickly enough, and he fell in. So that action, that chet, was totally out of character. But it happened. Good. So he has to deal with it. Good. And that, Zakir Ben Yair, the beginning is charata. How did I do that? How did I let myself be, lack the preparedness, the awareness, the vigilance? Good. Then that feeling of charata, which will be very close to the surface and very much part of your awareness, will bring you to a ziv zechet. Ach, but then it continues. Ach ish hamizyasi v'adech leitrei v'tom. A person who consistently has a pattern of behavior. And it's not good. There are gaps. There are things that he's already become accustomed to doing. He's sort of made a certain peaceful coexistence with certain things that are not in Gansen. Things that he knows could be better, but that's his comfort level. And something which has become a habit, something which is a pattern and a habit that he's become accustomed to. Then he says, you don't begin with charata. Charata is not going to help. I think it's clear the pshat is the charata can't help. What he's telling us is the edla, the delicate feelings of charata, that he's me'ora, his machshava, how bad it is, v'chule, is not enough to overcome the patterns that have become intertwined, interwoven into your whole personality. I'm comfortable in this matziv. I think many of the situations that we face are more in this category. The Lashon Haralach, things we see inappropriately, that we know it's not totally the way it should be, but we're used to it. The amount of time wasted just in shtosim, if it's in the technology with social media, whatever it is, things that Pasha take so much time following the news that really we would not be following if it weren't there just to waste time, to spend time with just because it's interesting. But it's not productive use of our time. But we're used to it. There's so many things, so many inyanim that we sort of accept as part of our daily lives. And now we come as Ezra Tshuva and we think, I really could do better. I could really be mischazik in these different inyanim. And I take a want to. So here is Zagler Ben Yaina. The way to do it is not to begin with Chayrata. Chayrata is not the mahalich, is not the path that's going to change. Why? Because the delicate feeling of Chayrata is not enough to overcome the powerful psychological patterns that have become established already for years. It doesn't work that way. It's not enough. So we try, and we feel that we really want to, but and we ask Hashem for Siyata Dishmaya, help us with tshuva, and l'maisa, it doesn't happen. L'ma dover doime, somebody who has to go uptown to an appointment. He has a doctor's appointment uptown. So he goes down to the train, gets on the train to go uptown, and it doesn't take too long to realize that he's on the wrong platform and he's going downtown. He discovers after the first or second stop that I'm going the wrong direction. So what does he do? I have to go uptown. So he goes from car to car, going toward the back of the train, to go uptown. It's not going to help. You're not getting uptown by doing that. The overall direction is moving the wrong way. And your little bit of cosmetic effort to go uptown, it's not going to help. Get off the train and have to go on a different mahalach. So that's what Rabbi Yonah is saying. Charata is not going to work when you have to overcome these ingrained patterns of hanhaga, of behavior. What does he say? He says, very simply, Yazov darkoi umachshav dohero. He should stop. Stop. Stop what he's doing. He should aziv zechet. Just stop. So the chayra that leaves us a little bit confused. I mean, if it were so easy to stop, we would have stopped already. There it is. It's not easy to stop. So what's it? He's not giving us any hadracha what to do. We tutmed us. So what is everybody in this saying? Just aziv zechet and finished. Why isn't there more hadracha, more chizuk, what to do? You know what the answer is? I think the answer is clear. In this kind of a situation, there is no instruction booklet other than every person, Basher Husham, figuring out his situation, understanding his world, understanding himself, and strategizing, figuring out what practical steps can I make to move in a better direction. Small steps, but meaningful steps in the right direction. And there's no formula. Every person is different. For one person, it may be building in incentives to change, to make a crucial part of his day, adding in certain incentives, or perhaps a kanas even. The Baal Musa always imposed on themselves small kanasas, whatever it is. For some people, it could involve speaking through with a rav. Perhaps even going to a professional, whatever it is. If a person cops that he's lost control in a certain part of his life, where he needs control, then he has to look for aces. In extreme situations, it could be a 12-step program. There's many, many different avenues, and there is no formula other than changing lemaisa. Don't focus on the emotional urgency that I want so much. That's not the tool. So, Dr. Ben Yehuda, that's not the tool that's going to work in this massive, because it's too, your psyche is too wrapped up in it. You have to begin to change the ma'isa, and then, as he says, then comes charata. Eventually, when you're already on a different path, then you look back and say, I see now. Then you can be more of the charata on the earlier pattern that was so much a part of your life before. But it's a whole different mahalach. So the emotional emphasis that I have to feel a certain way and my feeling somehow will carry me toward Aziva Zechet, that's only true if the Chet was not in character. it was pushed, not it didn't stim with your personality. But to us, very often, it does stim. We're used to it. We've sort of made our coexistence with a certain level of things we know could be better, should be better, but there's a dos. I'll give an example. One simple example. Rav Shach writes, in one of his letters, he writes, what an embarrassment it will be for a person to realize. We know the halacha is that to be etze shmona esrei, to be etze kriya shma, the minimum is the raisa to be etze, you have to have kavana on the first pasuk of kriya shma, shma yisrael, and the first bracha shmona esrei. Lechatchila vada shav kavana pirush amilim straight through. But the Evid, if you only had kavana on the first bracha and the first pasuk of kriya shma, you etze the raisa. That means that a person davens up thousands and thousands of tefillahs his whole lifetime, and he was always Yetzir B'di'avit. So Rav Shach says how embarrassing it is that tefillahs throughout a whole lifetime are B'di'avit. It's a bizoyan. So I think most of us can identify with that, but we don't, it's not the kind of thing that I can speak for myself, I think most people don't cry themselves to bed because I was only Yetzir B'di'avit and tefillah that day. We're used to it. It's very hard. To hold the Hav Machshava throughout a whole Shemoneh Esrei is very difficult. And okay, so does. We try hard in the first bracha, but after that, we hope for the best. But we know that it's not the way it should be. So let's say a person comes and says, I'm going to Makabo, I'm going to daven with kavana, whole tefillah. It's so bad, whatever. He's ma'ore, his hergish of charata. That's not going to do it. Because we're so used to it, there's so much hergelus, the shigra, the habit is so deeply ingrained, it's not going to work, it's not going to happen. I saw something just recently, a new biography came out of Baruch HaTzukeman, the Tzaddik from Mishalayim. He was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, and he brings down something from a beautiful Eitzah from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim used to say, as an Eitzah in Tefillah, we go through Shemoneh Esrei, we're asking for different things. The tefillahs have different meanings. The shevach, there's bekashas chachma, bekashas tshuva, mechila, etc., etc., refuah, parnasa, all the things we need. So they should have different feelings. If we go through, as it were, in a monotone, without feeling inside differently, we should feel differently in Rifa'enu than we feel in Maidim. Rifa'enu is a feeling of tsar. Maidim is hachno and gratitude. Hashiva Shevteinu, if we feel the yogan v'anocha from injustice in the Welt, then we can daven for justice, for Melech HaMishpat. The next bracha l'amashini, we should feel kas, we should feel anger. We should feel it's a different feeling. So the Chofetz Chaim suggested taking a few seconds in between brachas. Think before the bracha, what am I about to say? I'm about to say Lamashinim? Let me think for a second of the avlas in the Welt from the Oyve Amcha and be Me'ore that Heregish. So each bracha will talk and be different, it will feel different. That's how it should be. So let a person, instead of just thinking in general, oh, I got to daven better, and I feel so bad that I didn't daven well last year. Let a person, practically speaking, figure out a tachbula, a strategy that will help in a very practical sense to make a change lemaisa, and then the patterns gradually change. So the habits that have become so ingrained will gradually fade into the background, and a new mahalich will be able to be imposed into our lives. So it means focusing on lemaisa strategically, lemaisa rather than emphasizing the hergish, the hagasha. Perhaps we can learn into Chazal. Chazal is a medrash. Chazal say, Kashbroch and Klarisa have an exchange. Akash Baruch says back, Shuvah alai v'shuvah lechem. You come to me, then I'll come to you. I'll come back to you. we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu, we want so much, we have the enthusiasm, the hagoshes, we want to come back. And Hashiveinu, and Maisa, it's hard to do, but give us Yafi Shemaya. And then V'na Shuva, then we'll talk a bit back, we'll talk a change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mentaira Kindalach, Shuva Alai, do something. Start out. Take a step of Maisa. Don't rely on your feelings and then think that Mamela, the feeling will carry you through, because it won't work. Shuva Alai. Take a step. Do something practice. Take a practical step in the right direction, and I'll be there for you. V'Shuva Alechem, Maisha Yafi Shemaya will be there, but take a step. Do something practical, L'Maisa. And then figure out a strategy in your massive that will be a change that can trigger a real behavioral change, a real mahalich in terms of your hanhaga, and then the ma'isa shuv aleichem. The question is, how do we the ma'isa approach it? Where does one begin? So B'Shar Salanta gives us a merdeka chizuk, a pesach tikva in terms of the whole parasha of tshuva. Yerushal deals with this question, what he calls Choli HaYiyush, the Machla of Yiyush, that we're approaching tshuva, we think we can't do it. So Yerushal gives us a merdeka insight. Yerushal says it's an Igeris Vav and Zion in Or Yisrael. Yerushal says that a few hakdamas. First of all, he says something which is a theme that runs through Yerushal's letters many, many times. In approaching Avodah Hashem b'chlal, and here he applies it to tshuva. One has to be a professional. Now, to think about the same way a person would for his health. If he has an issue, he doesn't just say, oh, it's terrible, and then say to him. He does that too. But he also will try to analyze. He'll go to those who know and can describe what's happening, diagnose, and prescribe a solution. If his business isn't going well, he analyzes it. He'll look for aces. He'll change his plans, or he'll work on marketing, whatever it is. The same thing should be about tshuva. We should analyze the matzav and figure out how can we maximize our profits and minimize our losses. The same way. So he brings down a Gemara. The Gemara says, a person who wasn't mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. So b'mei chazal, they had techeilus. It was expensive, it was hard to get. It took effort, and it was expensive. Lavan, the white threads are easier to get and they're cheaper. So let's say someone was not mekayem the mitzvah. He puts on dal kanfis without tzitzis. The Gemara says kasha anshel shalavan mi anshel shel techeilus. The punishment min hashemayim he'll get for not putting on lavan will be greater than the punishment for techeilus. He'll be punished for both things, but there's ein aroich, the amount of punishment because lavan was easier and you still didn't do it. It was easy. Why didn't you do it? You're more liable, you're more culpable for not doing love, and that was easy. So B'Shal says, we all have our weaknesses, we all have our vulnerabilities in terms of Averis, or not doing mitzvahs, not learning enough, whatever it is. He gives an example, Bithel Torah. It's easier on Shabbos than during the week. A person during the week is busy, he has distractions, he has shibudim. Shabbos, he has less. So every mitzvah has many, many, many levels that we can distinguish when it's easier, when it's harder. So when is one more liable for einshim? When is he more punishable? When it was easier. He could have not done the avera or done the mitzvah, and it was easy, as opposed to when it was very hard. So let a person, so every sale is like this. A person has to approach tshuva with sort of a double approach. On the one hand, avada. His lashon is, one has to be kavod tshuva shleima. What does that mean? From the tshuka, from the yearning to fulfill the mitzvahs totally, and to avoid any averis completely, of course he has to mekabel that's my goal. My goal is to come to shleimus in mitzvahs and avoiding averis. That's my goal. But the ma'ase, Dr. B'Israel, let a person begin by being tshuva on doing tshuva on the easy ones, where it was easiest to do the mitzvah, and I didn't always do it, but it was easy. I could have done it very easily. Be mekabel then, make a kabbalah lemaisa on the easy ones, when it's easy to avoid the avera. I could easily change my route, how I go to work, Where do I sit? Where do I? Who do I schmooze with in the office? What do I do during a break? I can make small changes that will be very easy, and so you'll be avoiding the most einshim. It's the most. It's the biggest profit in terms of cost effectiveness. It's the most effective thing to do. You have tremendous profit. Pick the easy ones, and be makabel the easy changes I'll make. So it's the biggest revach. You're gaining tremendous profit. And then he says, you go step by step, to go and to conquer the real hard ones also. But don't approach. So this is Rabbi Sel's etza for the machlas hayush. The feeling we can't do anything, we can't change. It's like Rabbi Yonah says, think lamaisa, think praktish. Don't focus on trying to feel somehow the emotional intensity, and that will somehow mela carry me through, but adrabba, think practice, think strategically. Yazov, zivas achet, and push in a very practical way in the person's own situation, whatever that may be. And from that, using Rabbi Yisrael's strategy of picking the kalos, the areas where it's most accessible, where I can change, that's the biggest revach. And then Be'ez Hashem, we can come to genuine change going into a year of bracha Be'ez Hashem, and we should be able to zeche together to gemachos yom ha'tayvah, a year of brachas and yeshuas for all of our mishpachas and for all of Klal Yisrael. Agat Yah.